That's where you need to hit them in the pocketbook. If you're not going to get your kid to school, you're not going to help educate your child while you're getting a government paycheck, you need to, you're going to get a reduction in that paycheck. Because this is ridiculous that we keep on paying for, taxpayers keep on paying for a failed system. Like I've always said, a welfare check wasn't designed to be a paycheck to raise a child. It's become the social norm in a lot of your big cities, which is shameful. Something's got to be done about it, Kevin.
I agree with you completely. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out in 2 weeks. What is the thing that you always feared on opening day? Was there anything that you lost sleep over?
The biggest thing is having a teacher, a qualified teacher, in every classroom for every student. And that's our biggest thing is that curriculum, the reading, writing, and math. You have to have great teachers in each classroom. And again, I'll go back to, yes, we do have to pay for them. Yes, they have to have safety in the classroom. Yes, they have to have great health care. Not just good, but great health care. I know that because I've been sick, and it wasn't for health care and my insurance, I'd be in trouble right now, Kevin. And these teachers are failing. I mean, the teachers union and the school board trustees haven't asked those questions about where that money's going in the teacher's health trust, which nobody seems to know. They're missing about $7 million out of it, which those trustees should be asking. That's taxpayer dollars, Kevin. Why aren't those trustees asking, where is that money? They need an audit.
I was just going to ask you, are we going to get an audit? I was under the impression the governor had ordered that.
Well, real quick, is every school district, real education, is, guess what, 17 school districts in Nevada, they all do an audit. You need a forensic audit. You need a line-by-line, department-by-department, and it does cost a few dollars. But when you have a $3.2 billion and you spend $3 million on a forensic audit, make sure where all the money is, that's peanuts. Because, again, it's taxpayer dollars, Kevin. It's not their dollars. It's hard-earned your tax dollars, my tax dollars, and the parents' tax dollars that need to be accounted for. And remember, when I was on that board, when I said forensic audit, they all went after me. The four of them did. And they didn't like it. And, again, they need to do that, Kevin, because I think a lot of people have lost trust in our school districts because of the spending that they do without no accountability. And you're getting results that are just substandard because, again, minimum F doesn't cut it. We need to make sure our kids know how to do that reading, writing, and math when they graduate.
I'm with you, man. Hey, are we going to get you back in the arena anytime soon?
Well, I'm waiting for them to post on the Clark County School, the Clark County Government Center. There's appointed positions on the school district, and I will put in for that. I told you I would on your last show because, again, I don't get a voting, but I'll have a bigger voice because I'll get to be at that meetings and say enough is enough, and I will fight for the families, and I will fight, more importantly, for these children to be successful in their life.
Kevin Child, always good to get with you. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day, and congratulations again. Hey, Mom, thank you.
Thank you so much. And your mom's name is what, Jean?
Jean, you got that right. She's listening in the other room, Kevin.
I just love it. I just love it. Kevin, thank you so much, my friend. Kevin Child, yeah, the former Board of Trustee member. I want to go to Cut 7 real quick. This is Jim Jordan. He was on yesterday with Maria Bartiromo, Sunday Morning Futures, looking back on a week of what can best be termed blockbuster testimony in the Biden crime family case. This is Jim Jordan. It's Cut 7, by the way. Jim Jordan yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures.
Explosive hearings this week. Can you take a step back? What was most important in terms of what you've learned from these whistleblowers and this testimony?
Well, Yeah, I do think if you step back, there's sort of three fundamental questions here, Maria. The first one is, what were the Bidens doing to get the money? I mean, 20 different shell companies, 9 different Bidens getting paid. What was the service? What was the product? What was the value they had? The only logical explanation here is it was access to then Vice President Biden, maybe even before that, Senator Biden. The second key question is, was he really involved? Was it just Hunter Biden's operation, or was Joe Biden involved? It sure looks now like he was, based on this confidential human source and the information we got in the 1023 form, thanks to Senator Grassley. And now I think we're at the important final stage of this whole thing, which is, who are you going to believe? The two whistleblowers whose testimony has been consistent, or the Garland Biden Justice Department, which can't get their story straight? David Weiss has said 3 different things over the last month and a half about how he handled this investigation, what authority he had. The whistleblowers have been true, consistent, and their testimony has not wavered. So I think now that's the important phase. And frankly, that's the phase, that's the part that the Judiciary Committee is really going to examine, because David Weiss, Maria, said on June 7th in a letter to me, he said, I have full authority to determine where, when, and whether to file charges. And then 23 days later, he wrote me another letter. He said, I stand by what I wrote, but to clarify, but I want to add to it, he said, I actually don't have full authority. My authority is limited to my his U.S. Attorney's District. Well, which is it? You can't have full authority and then say you're limited.
Yeah.
And then just a few weeks later, he wrote Senator Graham and changed his story yet again. And I think that is the key. And that's what we're going to be looking into.
Well, what does AG Merrick Garland have to say about all of this? Did Merrick Garland perjure himself by telling
Great
you he
question.
Didn't get involved here?
Great question, because what's so interesting is when I first wrote the attorney general clear back in February asking about the special counsel, whether there should be a special counsel for the Hunter Biden investigation, he doesn't write me back. He doesn't answer. And they always give you a response. He doesn't answer. I write him again, the attorney general. Again, he doesn't respond. But guess who does? David Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware, who's supposedly handling this case. That in and of itself is unusual. So the attorney general has been pretty quiet, other than what he testified to, which is David Weiss has full authority, but now David Weiss tells us he doesn't. And more importantly, Gary Shapley and Ziegler both told us that all through this investigation, the investigators and the prosecutors were on the same page. And then something happens near the end of 2022, October of 2022, it all changes. And that's this now famous meeting where David Weiss tells Mr. Shapley and others of the investigative team, he says, I don't have full authority. I asked for special counsel status. Maine Justice wouldn't give it to me. That is the key distinction. He asked for it and he was denied, is what Mr. Shapley says. Mr. Garland says, no, he had full authority. He could have had special counsel if that's what he really wanted. Those are the two different stories. We got to find out who's telling the truth. My gut tells me it's the two whistleblowers.
Coming up, Sam Peters, U.S. Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient, former Republican nominee for Congress in CD4. He lives in South Carolina, a very political red state. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is your KMZQ newsflash. The famous Bluebird logo that Twitter's been using since its inception may be flying the coop. Elon Musk said he plans to change it to the letter X today. Yesterday, the billionaire Tesla CEO tweeted, "And soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds." Musk apparently has a thing for the letter X. He founded an online financial services company in 1999 simply called X.com. Even his rocket company is called SpaceX. He's hinted on a name change for the social media platform in the past. Last October, Musk tweeted, "Buying Twitter is an accelerant to creating X, the everything app." Powerball may have paid off last week, but Mega Millions continues to roll over. There was no winner in Friday night's drawing. The top prize is up to $820 million. Cash payout option is $422 million. The last time the jackpot hit was April 18th. Maybe tomorrow's the next one. Barbie's in the black. Greta Gerwig's Barbie movie did battle with Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer to bring in record numbers at the box office over the weekend. It was Barbie who brought home the lion's share with $155 million in ticket sales, becoming the biggest opening of the year and breaks the first weekend record for a film directed by a woman. Oppenheimer opened with $80.5 million. The Las Vegas Aces breezed through Minnesota this weekend, cruising to a 98-81 win over the Lynx on Saturday. In doing so, they tied a WNBA record of 5 straight wins by at least 15 points. It was a big night for Asia Wilson, who tallied 35 points and 14 rebounds. The defending champs are 21-2 on the year and wrap up a three-game road trip tomorrow night in Chicago. Yesterday, the Vegas Valley tied the record of 10 straight days with temperatures reaching 110 degrees, but it looks like we'll stay under 110 every day this week with a chance of falling out of triple digits early next week. Today's high temperature expected to reach 103 under partly cloudy skies. With your KMZQ Newsflash, I'm Mark Thomas on AM 670 KMZQ.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Been pretty tough commute this Monday morning. We have a couple of accidents on the Beltway. We'll start in the Southwest Valley, 215 southbound after sunset. Injury accident being reported there. Southbound 215 just past the sunset exit. We are starting to find a little bit of relief, though, on the drive into Henderson. 215 eastbound has reopened, just not entirely, between Eastern and St. Rose Parkway. This was all caused by a police standoff overnight. Had both sides of 215 shut down for hours. Now all westbound lanes are open on 215 in the area, but still have some lane restrictions on eastbound 215 between Eastern and St. Rose Parkway. South end of the valley, as you come off the Beltway onto the I-15, headed through the resort corridor, accident still being reported there on I-15, northbound at Russell.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just ahead of Clay and Buck and Bill O'Reilly's news and comment, Kevin Wall with you. I had a chance earlier to visit with one of my favorite people. His name is Sam Peters. He's a U.S. Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient. He is a former Republican nominee for Congress in CD4. Makes his home now in beautiful South Carolina. As I asked him this morning, you move from a blue state to a pretty red state in the deep South. And I asked him what the difference is moving to South Carolina.
It is deep red. In fact, I am in Aiken County, which is the reddest county numbers wise in South Carolina. So it's a very, very dark red. What's different? I mean, there's not a lot of, transgender activism. There's not a lot of people in trying to teach from what we can see. There's not a lot of sexualization of our kids in schools. There's not all of these things that, you know, there's not Democrat bills that are promoting all of this and so much more, and ballot harvesting and all of this other stuff that the liberals are pushing in Carson City. And it's a relief, but at the same time, Kevin, having come from Nevada and watched what happened there, so close to what happened in California as well, we're on guard. And my wife and I had a conversation about, you know, are we going to run for, are either of us going to run for office at any time in the near future? And just to quell any conversations there, not in the 2024 cycle in any way. After that, we'll see what's going on. And, you know, we talked about what offices perhaps, and there was a school board race that happened to pop up. And, you know, my wife said, well, what about that? And I said, it's probably one of the most important races going on right now. And that's not just in South Carolina, but across the country. Because the Democrats over the last, you know, number of decades have started there. They have infiltrated there, and then as they've won those lower seats, they've stepped up to the next level and the next level and the next level, and they've liberalized our entire method of government. And it's going to be, we have to play the long game to take it back. I'm keeping my eye on it, keeping my finger on the pulse, and we'll see what happens next.
And Melissa is thinking about running herself?
I told her she needs to. I mean,
by the way, she'd be a great candidate. She would be a phenomenal candidate.
She's phenomenal, no question. In fact, I was going to say there was a number of times in my campaign, and I believe you may have said this at one point during listening to one of her speeches, you're like, why isn't she running? No offense, Sam, but and that's perfectly fine. She is a phenomenal woman. She's actually she's in the midst of writing a book right now. She's entered the manuscript submission phase and in part going down the publishing road. So she's got a lot going on in her own right. I'm being very supportive in that, helping with the kids. Today is the first day of homeschool for our kids today, so we're working on that. So there's a lot we're involved in. Again, we're still very much involved in community. If she runs for office, I will be incredibly supportive in every way to help her as she did me when I ran.
That is Professor Sam Peters, because they homeschool their kids. They did it here in Nevada. They're doing it in South Carolina. I think that's absolutely great. I think that is going to be way, way cool. When your kids are reading above grade level, they're doing English above grade level. They're doing all their subjects above grade level. That is a major, major victory. But it takes it takes a lot of commitment from the parents. I mean, it really honestly does. Looking ahead to tomorrow, and by the way, I want to thank you for being a part of the maiden voyage of Live and Local in Morning Drive. It has been so much fun, and we're going to continue the fun tomorrow. Megan Barth and Randy Thompson, two of my favorite ladies from across the state of Nevada. Randy operates out of northern Nevada, so does Megan Barth. Both will join us, and it'll be a lot of fun. I am really looking forward to it. Also, Mike Rasmussen will join us. He is the founder of RevRex, and you've heard their ads on the radio for quite a while now. It is an amazing service that they provide. And one of the things that I want to do is I want to help you avoid the IRS before they knock on your door. And that's the key to as we like to say, beat them to the punch. Because the IRS, man, there's some nasty, nasty people. If you can actually talk with one, they are a mean, nasty group. I love the whistleblowers, the IRS whistleblowers, but I have a feeling they are the exception rather than the rule. Suffice to say, it's going to be interesting to see, how 87,000 new IRS agents. It can't mean less audits. It's got to mean more audits. Am I right? That's going to just about do it, though, for today. I want to thank you for joining us and making us a part of your morning commute. Until we join you tomorrow at 6 a.m., I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news and Bill O'Reilly, news and comment, and then Clay and Buck are next. Don't you love her?
Hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, July 24th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. An American in North Korea. Biden sues Texas. AI in the military. And the last Michael Phelps world record goes down. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair, Michael McCaul, spoke about getting that American back from North Korea. I think it's clear that he defected. He walked across the border on his own. I don't know what else. It wasn't an accident. He was in a South Korean jail for 47 days. He was taken to the Seoul airport to come back to the States for some military discipline. That's when he left the airport and walked across the border into North Korea. Apparently, he thought the North Koreans would treat him better than the U.S. military. The House chairman says, I worry about the price we will pay to get him back. But should we spend any time or money or manpower trying to get him back? Operation Lone Star is an effort by Texas to do what they can under state law to secure the border and keep Texas safe. About a couple weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, they installed along parts of the Rio Grande River these giant orange buoys. And when you grab them, they spin, so you can't climb over them. And there's a net underneath, is my understanding, so you can't swim under them. Well, the Biden administration just sued them to remove the barriers because of humanitarian concerns. Governor Greg Abbott said they will not be removing the barriers. A 3-star general in the military said that the American military's posture towards artificial intelligence and warfare is more ethical than other countries because we are a Judeo-Christian society. Well, he's taking some heat about that from people of other religions who say that, you know, Judeo-Christian ethics aren't the only ethics that exist in the world. But I give him heat because what if we're no longer a Judeo-Christian society? Have you seen how woke our military has become? A military with a Judeo-Christian worldview would not be paying for their female soldiers to have an abortion so we can hurry up and deploy her to the front lines, among other things. Michael Phelps, the man with the most gold medals in history, and also the most world records, has one world record still on the books. Had one world record still on the books. This is one that he held for 21 years. No one was faster than Michael Phelps for 21 years, and then this French 21-year-old comes up and crushed the record by 1.34 seconds. He was awarded his gold medal on the podium by Michael Phelps, who was also cheering him on in the announcer's booth for the entire swim. It's amazing. These records that people think will never be broken, they always are. Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Introducing Team Life Insurance from Team Provider, home to Big Lou, the life insurance guru. Big Lou specializes in finding affordable term life insurance for individuals with health conditions. Even if you are a 50-year-old guy with a few extra pounds and type 2 diabetes, you can secure $1 million worth of coverage for just $200 per month. Big Lou's team has assisted thousands like you overcoming the belief that term life insurance is unaffordable. Whether you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or suffer from high blood pressure, Big Lou will work to find you a suitable plan. Remember, Big Lou understands your situation. He's on medication too. So contact Big Lou, 800-444-9336. Or visit BigLou.com for affordable term life insurance, 800-444-9336.
If you're 55 or older and haven't fixed your missing or failing teeth because of cost or fear, or were told you're not a candidate for dental implants, you've been misinformed about your options. Call or text 702-24-DREAM today, and we'll send you a free guide that gives you the facts. No sales pitch, no pressure, just information to make an informed decision. That's 702-24-DREAM. Call or text today.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Going to college is very different than it was when I, your humble correspondent, got degrees from three schools. I can say this with certainty because I have two urchins participating in higher education, and the tuition bills are something to see. I carry them around in case I run into Joe Biden, the debt forgiveness guy. Anyway, back in the Stone Age, I got a bachelor's degree in history from Marist College, a master's in broadcast journalism from Boston U, and another master's from Harvard's Kennedy School, that one in public administration. So when it comes to matriculating, don't mess with me. Enter Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. That Ivy League school is so woke, you don't need alarm clocks on campus. The school newspaper recently took a survey and reported that 38% of the students are gay or something approaching gay or something. That brought immediate social media headlines and predictable reaction. There was celebration in San Francisco and the gnashing of teeth in conservative districts. The reaction is just what the Weisenheimers at Brown wanted. Worldwide, homosexuals comprise about 7% of the population, according to most studies. And another study, done by me, says 75% of Brown students are happy to mock every survey they receive. Gay? Sure. And we are exceedingly happy to take you for a ride. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Dan Posey, Riverside, California. I'm a Republican. I've always voted for Trump. That may change if he does not scale back the divisive rhetoric. I'm not expecting the scale back, but I hope he does. Dan Kubis, Natick, Massachusetts. It seems the right is outmaneuvered in strategic thinking and planning by the left all the time. The left is destroying the right with social issues like racism, identity politics, immigration, division. Where's the right's K Street? The right has think tanks and they do analysis, but the media is on the side of the left, which is why that message, the progressive left message, gets out far more than the conservative right message. That's what that's all about. Jillian, concierge member. The original Snow White, 1937, was Walt Disney's masterpiece, first feature-length animated motion picture. My guess is that Prince Charming is out because a feminist doesn't need him anymore.